You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Shut it down. I'm hunting for someone, y'all. He's a lion thieving rattlesnake, and he's broken every law. He's terrorized the lives of men, and he's under arrest because I've been sent with a warrant from the body of Christ.
What's happening? Why is there?
Satan, bite the dust.
You just tuned in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast, a ministry where you do experience change. Tune in every Saturday from 11:15 to 11:30 a.m. We're excited about your deliverance. Let's go quickly into today's broadcast with your host, Apostle L. Meg Farquhar. Thank you for tuning in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast. Today I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our healer, our deliverer, the Savior of the whole entire world. The Holy Lamb of God, hallelujah, that sits high and look low and see and know everything. Nothing can be held from his eyes or his ears because he see and he know. We thank you, Lord, this morning, amen, for another day in the land of the living. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. Thank you for your favor today. And most of all, thank you for your Holy Spirit who is with us, in us, and upon us, the helper, hallelujah, the comforter, the teacher that leads and guides us into the truth of all things and shows us things to come. Thank you today, Lord, for your help. Thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your holy word that's forever settled in heaven. Hallelujah. You said your word will leave your mouth and it will not come back to you void, but it will accomplish that in which you sent it and prosper in that thing in which you please. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your forgiveness. Lord, your hand is outstretched to us today, and we thank you so much that we have an opportunity to get forgiveness. For you said if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank you for that today. We receive that cleansing in Jesus' name. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the minute blessings, the great blessings, the phenomenal blessings, and the miraculous blessings of healing, deliverance, provision, Lord. Hallelujah. In our bodies, in our homes, within our marriage, among our children. Thank you, Father, for orchestrating the affair. Thank you for working everything after the counsel of your might. We thank you that you're working all things together for those who love you and are called according to your purpose. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for you're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, and you do not change. Today, Lord Jesus, somebody needs you. Somebody don't know what to do, but you are the Lord thy God that gives instruction, direction, and correction. So I thank you, Lord, that you're moving on their behalf, that your power is going through the airwaves, and that you're breaking the powers of darkness, hallelujah, off of those that can't even defend or fight for themselves. You are a wall of defense, and you are a confidant, and we thank you today. Have your way today in the broadcast, Lord, and we give you praise, and we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I'm very excited that you tune in today. You know, and everybody know, we all know that this is the time of the year that the powers of darkness, Satan and his kingdom, they love this time of the year because they're soon going to be, you know, everybody, well, not the Christians shouldn't be doing it, but celebrating Halloween, and the enemy is looking for doors that will be open. And it's very interesting that when we go over here to Exodus, we're going to read in Exodus because I had to refresh myself too. And we're going to start right here in Exodus chapter 20. And we're going to look at verse 1. And it says, and the Lord spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. He's talking to his people, the children of Israel. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carven image in any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them, nor shall you serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands to those who love me and keep my commandments. And then we're going to run really quickly to Deuteronomy chapter 18, and we're going to look there at verse 9. And it says, when you come into the land which your God, the Lord your God, is giving you, you shall not learn to follow the abominations of those lands. There shall not be found among you anyone that makes his son or daughter pass through the fire, or anyone who practices witchcraft, or a soothsayer, or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer, or one who conjures spells, or a medium, or a priestess, or anyone who calls up the dead. For all those who do these things are an abomination to the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord your God drives them out from before you. I have to pause for the cause right there, because the Lord labels it out for his people. He says, when you get into that promised land, he don't want you to learn the customs. So when Halloween come, it's very interesting. I think that's a grieving part for the Holy Ghost. Like, it's got to be really like a grieving, like the Spirit of the Living God looking at churches, and they have like Skeletors and witches and Jasons all out in front, and we're taking our children and we're putting witches' hats on them and teaching them to fantasize to be something other than made in the image of God. And then we have an all type of these witches' parties, and we have an almonds done, and we're going to the psychic parties on Halloween, and we're burning sage and having sage parties, and we're casting out, we call ourselves casting spells on people and doing these things. And the Lord is, this grieves the Holy Spirit, because it's interesting that if the people in the house of the Lord, his own people, can say, hey, Lord, I understand you don't like us to do these things, but for just once out of the year, can we just forget about who we are, forget about that we're made in your image, forget about that we're supposed to be holy because our God is holy. Is it okay that we can take your name in vain for that one day by saying Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, but we rather serve the demons, we rather worship the witches today, we rather go get a psychic reading today, we rather spend our money here and spend our money there? The Lord is grieved about that, sir, that thing right there. He said that's an abomination. As a matter of fact, he says, I will be a swift witness against a sorcerer. And so we have all this gook, everybody, I'm going to the Halloween party, I'm gonna do what you do, but, and that's your choice. But the Lord says, I'm going to allow what you allow, because I've given you authority to stand against these things, because I've already delivered you from it. But you yourself, or many, shall I say, across the land, choose to say, hey, I'm going to give the enemy authority to attack my children, to come into my house, to do all, to open these doors to these spirits. And then you run into the house of the Lord and you say, well, I can't seem to get any deliverance because I went up to the altar, but I'm still having these problems. And then you want the leaders, the true leaders of in the body of Christ, the true men and women of God, to really cast things off of you, which you opened the door for willingly. See, it's a such thing as, listen, Jesus said, brethren, I write to you that you do not sin. But if you do, you have an advocate with the Father. So here he said that you do not sin. But if you do, that means that you're not willingly out there just sinning. This situation happened. But when you know and you willingly, now many of ignorant, yeah, many of my people perish for the lack of knowledge, said the Lord. But when you willingly know, you sit in church and you know. See, that's why when I was a youth pastor, all the kids knew what the demonic toys was. Oh, they knew. They knew what the demonic toys is. When it came time for Halloween, no, we're not giving you candy to come and jump around and be monsters and all this old kind of stuff, because a lot of this stuff that you're worshiping and celebrating is really happening. People are really being sacrificed. Babies are really being sacrificed. Family members are really being sacrificed. Witchcraft is really being, people are running to the root worker trying to get things done. Don't want the cousin to prosper. Don't want the husband to go this way, trying to get somebody else's husband. But Jesus trying to get all this stuff where the Lord is saying, you know, repent, because this here is idol worship. This here is devil worship. And you're worshiping, or we are worshiping and condoning our children to worship these devils and these demons. And then when they having situations, whether they having mental attacks, whether they having this, or whether they angry, or whether they going out there and they're killing people, and then we go, I don't know what happened. I did not allow my kids to know anything. I tell them, no, this, you're not celebrating Halloween because we're not going to slap Jesus in the face. See, my mother let us do it, but I was in ignorance to it. I didn't know what was going on. But when we became born again, you have a real relationship with Jesus Christ. You said, oh, no, I'm not going to have that in my house. How you going to, how sage going to burn anything out of anybody's house? Jesus said, in my name, at the mention of my, all everything shall bow. My name has been set far above every principality, far above every ruler of darkness, far above demonic powers, far above dominions and mights, and far above every name that's ever been named, not only in this world, saith the Lord Jesus Christ, but in the world to come. My friend one year went to Baltimore to a women's conference, and she was shocked to see that they had a witches convention. But what really shocked her is that so many little kids were in training to be witches and warlocks. We don't have time in this day and season to have our kids jumping around in church for candy. We need to be training our kids how to lay hands on the sick, training our kids how to break the powers of darkness, words and negative words that's spoken over their life, teaching our kids how to study the word, how to get in the word, how to decree the word, how to walk in love toward one another. This is what the body of Christ is supposed to be doing, not supposed to be celebrating demons and witches and devils and running to all these parties. Jesus has said, come from among them and repent. He said, this doing these things is abomination unto me. He said, I'm a jealous God. I'm the one who created you. And how is it that my own people, see, people go, oh, they said Jesus when they said it. No, that's not taking the name of the Lord in vain. That's one level of it. But the real level was when he was talking to his people. He said, you should not take the name of your God in vain. Well, how am I taking your name in vain? You're taking my name in vain when you profane it. When you say I'm your Lord and Savior, and then you go and you serve your other gods and devils and demons when I told you. And, you know, he even lets us know there in Exodus, he said, in the Ten Commandments, you know, we need to refresh ourselves for the Ten Commandments. He said, I don't even want you to worship anything up under the earth in the water. He let you know there's demons in the water. He let you know that there are demons and devils. Glory be to God today. Jesus is speaking to his people, and he says, will you cause me to watch you in grievance? While you worship and celebrate demons and devils and people being killed and sacrificed and all the wickedness, and you want me to say what? You don't want me grieved about it, huh? You want me to look at you and say, okay, because you've done this. He said, I don't even have to do it. Your sin will find you out. I don't even have to do it. The accuser of the brethren, he's coming before me accusing you anyway. See, they got doors open. I got a right. He knows, the devil knows spiritual laws. He's saying, I got a right to go in there and attack them. I got a right to hook myself to this person. I got a right to do this, and I got a right to do this. And it's very interesting to get here to do this message today. Has been like, this week has been like, you know, this is, we got to fast and pray. Because the enemy doesn't want the eyes of God's people to be open, or the people in the world's eyes to be open, that the good news is, the gospel is, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the sacrificial lamb of the living God, who has resurrected and is sitting at the right hand of the Heavenly Father, has delivered you from the powers of darkness. But because the blinders is on your eyes, you really don't know. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth today, I pray that your word carries power and substance today. I pray that the hearts of your leaders and your people are convicted today, that the inner witness stand up in them like never before, and let them know that you are very concerned and you are grieved about your people profaning your name, seeing you are our God and our Savior, and that you have delivered, and you are our salvation, and yet we are worshiping devils and demons and putting the approval stamp on our children to go out there to get a piece of candy. You could just go to the store and buy them some candy. You don't even have to put them in a costume. Glory be to God. And celebrating these wicked practices within your church. Jesus is calling the church to a place of true and holy repentance. John the Baptist says, bring fruits worthy of repentance. My time is up. In the name of Jesus Christ, may Jesus Christ of Nazareth be glorified. Amen. We thank you for tuning in today to Life Changers Radio Broadcast.
We're excited about your deliverance, and we will continue to pray for you that the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth will bring healing, deliverance, and restoration radically into your life. Until the next time, God bless you.
Now, Satan, you're next in line. I'm going to hit you where it hurts, because I'm tired of